Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We really apologize for getting on the air so late. Blog Talk Radio is apparently having issues. We were unable to connect online again today, so we had to call in. The number wasn't working. So don't know what's wrong on there, but we finally managed to make it on the air. So glad to be here. We've lost a few callers, but still have several people in the queue. So those that are waiting for a reading, please do wait your turn in line. We will be getting to everybody that's in the queue currently. So hang tight until we get to your call. I want to invite our callers and listeners to join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. 914-338-0164 is the caller number. One is what we would like you to press if you want to speak with us. And it looks like everybody that is waiting currently has his or her hand raised. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation after the show. And our first caller is 347. Hi.
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 Thanks for taking my call. Hi, it's Tamika.
Oh, hey.
Sorry. Hi.
I don't know why I didn't recognize your number.
That's Tamika. Okay.
Hey, so what's going on?
So Monday I'm going to be transferring to another office within my company. So that's going to happen on Monday. And me and Mark are still kind of giving it a try. It's been rocky. So I just wanted to know what you guys saw with both of those things in my life, how the new transfer is going to go with Mark.
Can you tell us like a little bit more regarding the transfer and how that came about for our conversation?
Okay. The new manager, I guess she was trying all the things that she could to try to get me let go. But just like you guys said, it must have been harder for her to do it than she wanted it. So they couldn't just let me go. And I had went online in the company and applied to other positions that I saw close by my job to see if maybe there was another opening. So last Friday, they called me and told me that a manager from an office nearby that runs an office within the company is open to meeting me because they have a receptionist position open there. So I went to meet with her and things went okay. It just seems kind of more hectic of an office because it's primary care doctors. And she seems nice. She just seems stricter. I guess she has to be because it's a lot of staff and doctors. But as of Monday, I'm going to be transferring out of where I'm working of an urgent care into that office location. So it's not far from where I'm currently working. And my schedule would sort of change, but it's going to be a different I guess, environment or setting. Still a medical office, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you were in urgent care, so your shift probably, you have later shifts doing that sometimes probably because they're open later. Primary care is generally like 8 to 5 or something, right?
To 5, yeah.
And the veterinary office did not work out. Because you remember she was trying to apply to vet.
Yeah.
You were going to do, there was veterinary clinics near you that you were going to apply to, but you ended up transferring, and then you're trying. So then you're trying with Mark. So did he contact you?
Mark, yeah, he contacted me, and we were talking all this week, and like the middle of this week, last week he had lost his temper about something. So between yesterday and today, or mostly yesterday, we were trying to like talk about it. I'm trying to tell him that you know you can't act like this the second time. You know you lost your temper, and he just has a problem with reflecting on his behavior to admit the words that he said was wrong. He'll just say sorry and think that makes it okay when it's not if you do it again. And, I mean, I do still love him, but, you know, I want this to work out. I do want it to work out. I mean, I want to move to Florida and everything, but I don't know how it's going to go with him and me. I know we care about each other deeply, but.
Right. And I think last time we said that there's some problems with his maturity level. I think that's what the last conversation. But you want to still try to make it work. So, and what's his birthday again? We have it.
What, 31,
7.
So, okay.
His date is 12-3-77.
Oh, 12-3-77.
That's what I got. 12-3.
14. Yeah, he's 12, 3, 7, 3. 7. That's right. 1-3.
I see. I got the same date, too. There are two things you got to remember. Now, as you enter this new phase, you're going to be 40. Your karma had a big change at 37, but your fire number and your birth date is 3, so that means 3 years later, now at 40. Now, here's the things you need to remember. Listen very closely to me. You have to, when you're at this new job and she's stricter, you have to act as though you're working on a submarine and you need to take really good care of your department, your dials, your controls, while the captain's in charge. If you look at this upcoming job as something you need to be in charge of, you need to control, you need to be on top of and handle sufficiently, she's going to love you. And you'll have a long time here. And she'll work because she'll want you to stay. The thing about it is you're going to have to learn a lot. And then after you've learned a lot, you're going to have to learn how to control it and be on top of it and never let anything lapse or slip. Remember, this is your job. This is your salary. This is your livelihood. So your journey, and it's more than just a job. This is a journey now you're on. So your journey is to make sure that you handle your job with severe detail, attention, and efficiency, and that you're always on top of things. You're going to be rewarded for that. Secondly, because of this journey, if Mark isn't as accountable as you wish him to be, if he's really slack and he goes way beyond your tolerance, you got to let go. You can't depend on a man that will meet you halfway. Just like your new boss, your new manager won't be able to depend on you if you only go three quarters. You've got to be on top of things. If you do that, two things are going to happen. One of two things will happen. One, either Mark will transform magically into the kind of guy you want because your energy's changing, or he's going to drop off and you're going to find yourself in a new relationship with a man much more accountable. The essence of this reading is that you're on the path of a higher energy field that you're meant to go on. So it is a destiny. So do you get that so far?
Yes, I do. I get that.
Okay, so Tanika, remember what I said, because from this comes more rewards. If you really listen to what I'm saying, don't complain. Don't say it's too tough. Just follow through, and from there, more rewards will be coming. If you don't, what will happen is the universe will shift you backward until you learn how to do this without complaining. And so you don't have much of a choice. You're much better off learning it efficiently now than having to go back and repeat your journey over and over and over again until you get it. And if you do this, by the end of the year, you could be like fantastically happy. And on your path to the next level that you're bound to go to.
So I want to hear what she has to say about Mark, actually, in response, because I know that probably because she wants a relationship with him, it's probably she's, you know, resistant to let go totally of this guy.
Okay.
So, Tanika?
He apologized yesterday, and he's texting me this morning. I know he's sorry, but I just don't know if he's going to change, like if he's really sorry and he's really willing to like change and make this
what
work, which adjust to me the way that I'm trying to adjust to him, you know.
What did he apologize for?
He apologized for losing his temper and, like, saying things that I thought were rude last week. He lost his temper again, and he just flipped out on FaceTime, and he said some things that I thought were kind of rude. Like, he got really touchy about his children when I asked a question about him and his kids, and I didn't say anything disrespectful. And then he just got, like, really just mad and thought he was totally right in speaking to me, like, as dogmatic as he was. And nothing about what we were discussing drew or warranted that kind of level of anger back at me or that those kind of words at me. So he makes assumptions and he goes way too far with his anger instead of just having discussions about stuff. So he lost his temper again.
So
I'm not comfortable with it, and he's saying sorry, but,
well,
you know.
Tanika, that's not a deal breaker. One, anger management, obviously he's not going to do that probably. So what you have to do is have a discussion with him about where the ceiling of anger should go before it gets out of hand. And he probably is a raving madman because of his father. Somebody, he learned that. He either learned it from his father or he has confined himself to so much anger that was never expressed from an abusive parent or somebody on top of him, that he's either modeling the behavior or he's slowly letting anger out that he wasn't allowed to let out when he was growing up. So he's very frustrated. But the fact he apologized is he has a sense of objectivity, and that's good. So you want to nurture his apology. You want to say, that's great, that's great. So let's try to understand, if we want to survive with a couple, what key words we need to say when you get too angry and you lose it. I'm either going to have the permission to back off and let you cool off, or I'm going to have to say, Mark, it's out of hand. Just take a breath, calm down, let's talk more evenly. And if he doesn't, then just walk out until he settles down. It's a matter of training him. Sometimes you got to train your man.
And she was talking about, real quick, because we have to move on to other callers, but Tanika, you're saying that you're thinking of moving there or wanting to eventually move where he is?
I mean, yeah, because I do want to move from New York to Florida. I've been wanting to do that, and he just happened to come back, and he happens to live in Florida, and I went there to visit him, and I liked it. I don't know if it's a good idea for me to live with him, but I know eventually I do want to move to Florida really soon, so I don't know if it'll be with him or will be not,
I mean,
with him. No?
I would say that probably you want, I mean, she can move to Florida, not for him. I mean, if she wants to
move to
Florida. She has a
job right now.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's a reason for that.
Right. So
yeah.
I agree. Moving at this point probably is not the best idea. So she has to work through that job first.
Right, right. In my opinion, you don't move yet. No. Do not move yet. That you can if you want to, but not, in my opinion, wrong decision.
And if you're going to move eventually, when you do, you want to make sure that you're not, I mean, if you're going to eventually move for the relationship, you got to make sure the relationship is totally stable. And it's right now at this point, no.
Right.
It's not at that point.
No, listen, Tanika, don't even think about it for 6 months. Stay in where you are for 6 months. Then talk about it for a reason. And we worked hard to help you get this job. You've got it for a reason. There's a reason for this. You've got to explore that first.
I am.
If
I
you
am.
Don't,
I'm not going to leave.
Huh?
I
okay,
am. I'm
not
going
to
leave, but I'm grateful for it. I just didn't know if me and Mark were going to work out or not, if it's a waste of time or not. But what you're saying,
you got to do what I'm saying. If Mark, I hate to say this because it's sexist, and it's even against my own sex, but you got to train the guy. If he has an anger issue and he's saying things online and he gets angry and you feel it's really out of line, you need to train this guy. He's like a bad dog. You need to train him and say, I'm not going to tolerate that. If you want to be with me, you've got to control your anger. And you've got to be strong enough, Tanika, that if he doesn't, he's not for you. But if he does, then maybe this will work. You're not going to know that until you step up to the plate and get the Annie Oakley whip out. He's responsive.
Yes,
that's a good point. Yeah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tanika, we have to take some other calls, but keep in touch with us, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations on the job. That's really good news.
Yeah.
Really good news. And, you know, she was asking whether she'd be fired, and she wasn't, which, you know, said
we,
so.
We,
and she's in the same, working with the same company. So not only was she not fired, but she got another job in the same company. So that's.
We might take some credit for that. But that's beyond the point. The point is she's on a new journey, and she's got to explore this. And
right, before, you know, and be settled where she is and focus on her journey where she's at rather than putting her mind somewhere else.
Perfect.
Like Florida. Okay, 267 is our next caller. Hi, thanks for being patient, 267.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Hi.
Hi. Hi, you must have had us on mute.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. My name is Donna from Philadelphia. I was wondering if you see, I have a kind of an issue here. I've been dating someone for a long time, and things got pretty bad. And he calls me now because he moved. He goes out on the road a lot with truck or whatever, and the house we were supposed to move in the mountains, I'm trying to make this fast, he rented it out, and now he's on Army duty because he does that too, and he's coming back just for tonight, and he calls me, like, he calls me now and then when it's convenient, and I don't know if I believe him or I don't know what to do. Should I don't know if I should just cut myself from him.
Okay, well, you're going to say something?
Well, do we have her birthday?
Do we have, that's what I wanted to get. Donna, can we get your birthday? Can we get his birthday also? I hope so.
Oh, my birthday is 4/21/62, and his, I believe it's July, because he's from Turkey, and he's not sure. He came, he's not sure. But 69, July 7th, 69. That's what he was told it was.
Yeah.
24 and
sometimes
15, 39, 12, 3. So I wrote down 3.
39, 12, 3.
And I wrote down 3, and I wrote down 3.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I thought,
yeah.
too. Yeah. We got, okay. we figured out your numbers and your birth date before you said it.
Well, and she just has a 3 in her day, 2-1. Anyway, you were going to say something.
No, did you want to say something?
No, I was just...
Number one, Donna, no woman in a relationship, and therefore no man in a relationship, should be a convenience. You know, you're there at my convenience. No, that is not a relationship. It can be a relationship, but it's not a healthy one. So if you're annoyed or you're bothered because you feel that you're a part of his convenience level, that's not healthy. That's not the way it should be. If he has a legitimate reasoning behind, you know, being on assignment or he's on the road or whatever, times when he can connect to you and he doesn't, and you're waiting and you become available to him only upon his convenient level, that is not healthy, and you need to look at yourself and say, why am I settling for this? You may be attached to the guy. You may love him in many different ways. Maybe there's karma. Maybe some kind of cosmic connection. But still, let's talk reality. It's not right for any human being to feel off-put in a relationship because they're not feeling happy there. And they're not feeling like they're getting the proper attention. Now, that's the hardcore issue. Maybe there's something more subtle going on because the two of your energies are, there's a lot there to discuss that results in a connection. So we're not denying the connection, and we're not denying that you have a karma with him. I mean, this guy's from Turkey. You know him in the soul. This wasn't by happenstance. This occurred for a reason. So there's a reason for it. Maybe it's part of your development. Maybe it's going to lead to your relationship with them. But along the road, you have to say to yourself, when do I not feel healthy and happy, and how do I address that?
Right. He's been over here for like 30 years since he was like 17. And sometimes he talks to this person that's supposedly his cousin from Turkey that he was going to bring over here. And I don't know. It's just before he's very, when things were good before all this, it was me. I kind of was backing off from him a little bit. I didn't have the time. I really was working, and he was losing his house and stuff, and I wasn't there, but I was there before that. Like we would go places, do things. He took me to nice places. He bought me nice things, and it's not about that, but there was a good in both of us, but it just...
I just want to know how long you two have been together, Donna?
It's been all together about 8 years, but it was on and off. And
you're 9 together.
Well, you know, it was on and off. Well, I mean, relationships can go on and off, but relationships aren't convenience stores that whenever you need something, you run in and get something, and you're there for a while, and then you back out. I mean, some people don't mind that kind of connection. If you're looking for something more intense, then you've got to talk to this man and get the territory down and say, why is this happening? Where are we? Are we still connected in a way that's significant? And why are we having this lack of connection? Why am I feeling not right about it? You need to talk to him. If he's not willing to talk about it, well, then he's got communication problems. You know, but I think the first step, you've known him 8 years. I was thinking you might have known him 10 years. That was my guess. But you've known him 8 years. And, you know, this mystery about his cousin from Turkey. I don't know.
Female cousin?
Are you insinuating that there might be something
female
sexual
cousin?
Going on?
Female cousin.
Yeah. And you're worried about that?
No, he said that had stopped. He was just talking to her, and I thought there was something behind it. Maybe he's just bringing her over here to marry her, but to get her over here. That was like about 5 years ago. He said, but that all stopped. I don't know.
Donna, can I interrupt you? Sorry. This is his cousin.
Okay.
You're saying that they had some kind of romantic connection 5 years ago, and she was thinking of moving here so they could marry?
So, yes. I saw the papers in a suitcase. Yeah, that was.
That's a little, okay, so is he still talking to her?
No, he said that was a stupid thing he did. It was very stupid.
So they don't talk? You're saying they don't talk anymore at all?
Supposedly, he doesn't talk to her no more.
Okay, so what do you want? Do you want this man? What's your problem with him? What do you want?
It's everything seems like a mystery. Like now that the house in the mountains, he rented it out, and he got another apartment, and then just moved out suddenly. And now he's doing truck driving on the road, and that's where he stays now, in his truck when he's not on the road. And he'll call me and come and see me. My guess is I'm thinking maybe he has a girlfriend. And
So there's not a mystery. He's telling you what he's doing, so that's not the mystery. You're wondering if he has a girl on the side.
Yes, he tells me now, and
So the question, Donna, is psychically, the question would be asked that he's not a total mystery. He's telling me what he's doing, but I have this feeling that he might have a girl on the side, and that's the part he's not telling me, and I'm calling the show to see if you guys pick up anything.
Yes.
Okay, now we understand the territory. So I'm going to ask you two questions. Question number one. Just don't worry about what the question means. I don't care if it's ridiculous or what. Just answer the question. Outside your house, do you have flowers where bees would come to land on the flowers and pollinate? Yes or no?
Do I have flowers outside my house?
Yes.
Yes, I do have flowers out front of my house. Yes, I do.
Okay, yes or no? Have you ever seen have you ever seen a bee land on a flower outside your home? Ever seen that?
Yes.
Okay. So far, what I'm saying is he doesn't have a girlfriend. So far, that I don't know, but so far we got one for one. The other one is this: who in your realm of experience, since you've been on this planet, loves baseball?
Who that I loved on this planet that loves baseball?
Anybody.
My ex-husband.
Okay, that's
okay. And to what level did he love baseball? He'd sit and watch it when the game was on Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
The second part of the question. It opens up an energy field where I'm starting to wonder what this guy's doing. We're not involved yet in any definitive answer. The first part of the question tells me that he's okay. The second part of the question makes me wonder a little bit about his full honesty.
Integrity.
Has he ever spoken to you about insurance problems? Anything about insurance?
Anything about insurance problems? No, he owns his own business. He has a tree business, and he's always talking about insurance. And I have insurance on this. And
that's,
okay.
So that's
what I want to hear. I'm 75. We're 75% sure he doesn't have a growing side. I'm about 75. I don't know yet what 25% means in the shadow. I don't know yet. Were your parents divorced?
Yes.
Hmm.
But my stepmother and my stepmother are happily married now.
I don't care about that. But, I just want to know if your biological parents were divorced.
Yes.
Okay. So what this is, we're in a situation that demands more time to look into this. What we've got so far is a journey that supplies us with a pretty good basis for there being authenticity in the relationship, but something there is bothering me. I quite can't grasp it, but it's there.
Can I just rewind to the beginning of the conversation, or not the beginning, when she indicated that he had a relationship with the cousin and he was going to move here to marry. That is a little bit unusual. I mean, that's not, to me, totally on the up and
right.
Up. So,
yeah, well,
see,
he
had told me, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The thing about that was he was married for 10 years to someone. An American woman. And it's been almost 10 years that I've known him. I'm saying 8, but I'm leaning more toward, you're right. But he wanted children very, very bad. Now I'm 56 and he knows he can't, you know, have children with me, but he wanted children so badly. And she said before they got married, they were going to have children and never did. And it devastated him. So he resents her for that, never giving him children. And
okay,
I think he said he was just looking for somebody. He wanted children so bad. He wanted a family, children.
Oh, so that's why he wanted to move the cousin here is what you're saying.
Well, okay, listen, Donna, listen. There, your first three numbers add up to 7. That's in his day. His first two numbers add up to 14, which is actually your third number and your first number. There's a karma between the two of you. That's obvious now. So you have this karma that the two of you are supposed to connect and be in a relationship. What we don't have for the rest of the picture is where does that karma go? What you just said to us is a signal that something's not right and you need to be cautious. That's kind of making me understand what that 25 shadow is about. I mean, there's a 7-year, it's again a karmic situation. He may be with you because there's a karma pull, and he may also, from that pull, really love you. Maybe he's drawn to you for many reasons. But if you're saying, do I have to be with this man if I'm not certain, and it's been 10 years, and I don't know if I'm getting all my needs met, and he's on the road now, and he's not. He says he sleeps in his truck, and it sounds a little odd. If he's sleeping in his truck, does he talk to you while he's in this truck, and or does he suddenly just turn everything off?
No, he doesn't talk to me. He just
scary.
Okay, to be honest with you, it's kind of embarrassing. It wasn't like always like this, but he would call me up, and we would get together, and then I wouldn't hear from him for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Not healthy, Donna. Not healthy.
Yeah, I mean, you deserve more respect than someone who comes over for like a booty call. That's what I wanted to say.
Yes.
Yeah. And then leaves you for 2 weeks without any communication. It's not right. And you obviously want more from him than what he's giving you, right?
In a reading, sometimes you can get 75%. It sounds really good, and then that 25%. It's like saying, you know, it's like you're looking at somebody and you go, God, this guy's really thin. He looks like a runner. And you're looking, and then you finally get down to his foot and you see that his ankle's twisted. Everything's good until we get down to that 25%, which could ruin, one apple can ruin the whole barrel. There's something not clean about this. And that 25% that was nudging at me is now clearly being defined that Chris and I feel that it's cautious and you're probably better off looking elsewhere, unless that disturbs him so much that he becomes so transparent that you're overwhelmed. But short of that, you deserve better. I don't know what's going on with you, Donna, but you deserve better, and you've got to be strong enough to take that. You don't need this kind of crap. It's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's like either I'm pushing him or he's pushing me, and like he called me today, and which is true because I work with somebody that's on the same unit as he is in the military, and he's going away for a month, but only he's a sergeant, he's allowed to drive back, and he's driving back tonight, and he called me. He says, you know, you want to do something tonight? I'm driving back, but have to be back tomorrow. And I know that's true because he is allowed that because he's the driver. And,
we're not saying, you know, 75%, we're giving the man credit, but there's something wrong.
Well, and obviously there's not, I mean, they've been together how many years, 8 to 10 years, and there's no real commitment level. It's just kind of a casual relationship. I mean, so if you're looking... I mean, I would say if you're looking for someone who's going to commit to you and be present, this probably isn't the guy. I mean, this is what he's shown you in the last 8 to 10 years. I mean, he's, you know, calling you when it's convenient and then disappearing. That's not a commitment level.
Listen, relationships get messy. When a woman or therefore a man is getting something out of a relationship but not everything they need and there's mysteries and questions, it gets messy. Because it's harder to back off unless you're just so assertive and strong that you just don't want to even question it anymore. It gets real messy to get into that tar pit. So you've got to be clear about that. That's what we can leave you with. And these are shorter readings,
yeah,
but that's
so
what we can leave you with right
like
now.
18 minutes, and we got to close today on time because we have a call coming at 10.
So we're expressing caution.
Donna, you are welcome to call the show again. We're on Wednesdays and Fridays. You can reach out for a private 562-596-7818 or follow us on Facebook. Join us there. We can look at your energy if you're on Facebook, your pictures, and maybe see if there's anything else that can be picked up.
Okay, I will join you on Facebook. Maybe I should just go out with him and talk to him, and that's it, and then go home.
Yeah,
go out with him tonight. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent next move.
Yeah, and then, get in touch with us. So. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your advice. It helped. Thank you.
Good. Glad to hear that. Okay. Take care. I don't even know if we're going to get to everybody. 630. Hi. You've been waiting a while. Who's this?
Hi. Thank you. This is Dion.
Say your name again, please.
Dion.
Dion?
Dion?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
So weird. That sounded like the sound completely changed.
Yeah, completely changed. You did something.
Okay.
Dion, how do you spell that?
D-I-O-N-N-E.
Yeah, we've spoken with you before. What's your birth date again?
It's 12/5/73.
And I remember you talked to us about something in a building. You had an issue with your, I don't know, something about the water or something.
Yeah,
I
moved.
Right?
Yeah.
Did the guy ever come out to fix that? I think I remember that.
No, I just moved.
He didn't fix it. What a jerk. Okay, so what's your question today, Dion? You live like somewhere in the Midwest, right?
Uh-huh. I'm from Chicago.
Chicago, that's right. Okay. What is your question today?
Do you see me getting into any kind of a long-term relationship?
obviously single now. Are you dating anybody?
I'm not dating, no.
You're not dating, so there's no one in the wings, the possibility. So, what? Neil has a peculiar expression on his face.
I'm moving into your energy field to see if there's any destination for a relationship on a vibrational level of interpretation. And I want to ask you something. I'm going to ask you two questions. Number one, do you have either any tattoos or obvious birthmarks on your body, or maybe even moles for that purpose?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Guess what?
Tattoos.
You're going to be in a relationship.
We have a tattoo.
You know, it says God works in strange and mysterious ways. We do too. We work asking crazy questions and we get validations. So that self suggests that you're going to be in a long-term relationship. This person's been behind the curtains. There's something deliberate about why it's taking so long, because, you know, you're going to be 45 years old, but so what? Love can come late in bloom. Love can come as long as you're on the vine, as long as you're alive, love can happen.
Well, she's
you're not that old.
No.
So there's going to be a relationship. To answer your question, is there going to be a relationship that will be long-term? Position is yes.
The question is, where is it going to come from? How are you meeting?
Okay.
So good.
there is an area, and I don't know, you know, Chicago. Okay, I've never been there, but I don't know if it's either Wrigley Field or it's a pier that has amusement park type of activity on it, like a Coney Island.
Yeah,
Coney Island.
A lot of been a theme today.
Yeah. What's that?
Navy Pier. We have Navy Pier.
Navy Pier?
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Navy Pier. There's an amusement park on it, yes.
Okay, and is that within 45 minutes?
And also, I just got two tattoos yesterday.
She got two tattoos yesterday.
Oh, you got two tattoos.
Okay, so getting more
specific. Yeah, now we got more. You're going to be in a long-term relationship. We can say. Where's it coming from? I don't know. It has something to do with that pier. Maybe you're going to be with the merman. I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he'll be a carnival barker. I'm just kidding. But there's something to do with that. Is the pier within 45, an hour drive of where you live?
Yes, 45 minutes. Yeah. If there's a lot of traffic,
yeah,
it would be an hour, but yes.
Yeah, 45 to an hour. That location is only serving as validation. I mean, of course, you know, you have a tattoo and there's a pier. I don't know. The guy, probably in a past life. Now, listen, it's a past life. In a past life, this man was a strong man. You know, the guy that used to lift the weights and
the dumbbell,
the mustache like an Italian. He was that. He was a strong man in a past life, like Stromboli. You know,
so,
he was a strong man. That was his past life. In this life, his body's been modified, and he's more.
He may not be so strong anymore.
Well, he's more lean, and he's just different.
Carney.
But he carries, he has very strong arms. So if he's like working on something, he can twist something, open it up. He's got these very strong arms. And this man, so far what we've got, is going to be your long-term relationship. We think it's coming up. It could be a little bit, maybe May. It may be a little while away, but it will be long-term. That's what we've got so far.
And possibly they may meet at the Navy Pier, or was the Navy Pier coming in for you because it's related more to his past life? That's what
it could be. It could be. It could just be a strategic location, like a bird looks at landmarks and it knows where finally to land. It could be a landmark of some kind. We don't have time to get into that, but
yeah,
it validates.
Trying to get to everyone before we close the show, Dion, but hopefully that helps you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the reading. It was fantastic. Have a wonderful day.
You too. You're welcome. Okay, 404 is our next caller. Hello. 404 dropped, so that helps us get through this list. 949, hi.
Hi. I'm calling about the boyfriend that I'm with right now. And
okay.
I just wanted to see how we're going to evolve in our relationship and moving forward.
Do you want to see what?
I wanted to see how we're going to evolve in our relationship and moving
okay.
forward.
You know, it's almost like she's too close to her receiver. Excuse me. What's your name?
Selena.
Selena.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you, I think, Selena, did you used to call our show a long time ago?
Yes, I did.
I remember who you are, and it's so weird because I thought of you when I was looking at that number for some reason. That was so weird. I don't know if somewhere in the recesses of my brain I remembered it or if I was just.
And you're awesome
so
for remembering
weird.
Me.
I remember you. I remember
yeah,
you.
Yeah, good. Excellent memory. I've lost my memory. And gained memory.
Yeah, I've been taking it. A vampire situation. Okay, Selena, what's your birthday again? I don't remember that. Maybe she's a four.
6/17/1952.
13, and what month was it?
It's 6, and then it's 17/17, and 1962.
Oh. June 17th, 1962.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. 13,
and
14.
I have
uh-huh.
his.
She's a 35.
You have a what?
Oh, I have his also.
Oh, okay.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
His is May 31st, 1957.
May 31st?
Mm-hmm. 31-4. I said a 4. Did you
yeah.
hear me say 4? But it wasn't
yeah.
her, it was him.
And and what's your question?
About how the relationship's going to evolve, she was asking.
Oh.
1762. Okay.
62, 57.
62, so there
are 5 years difference.
There are 9 together.
And 5 in here. How is this going to go? Have you ever known him to hold down 2 jobs at the same time?
No. He owns his own business.
He owns his own business.
Mm-hmm.
Was he formerly married? Did he have children?
Yes.
Okay, so that's his other job. In other words, You said no, he owns his own business. Job number one. In the vibrational field, I felt that job number two was then going to have something to do with him having a marriage with children. So that's his other job, was as a father. Now, has he had difficulties in your experience, what he shared with you or what you've observed? Has he had ever any difficulties with his children?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, his one child.
So
yes, that's true.
Okay. And does he confide in you? Do you feel like sometimes you're nurturing him?
Yes.
I think this is a relationship that's supposed to stick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if
yes.
it will. You know, the first question is it supposed to stick? The answer is yes. So psychically speaking, it's supposed to stick. What now we have to get into what's going to happen to either support that or dismantle it. Have you yourself broken anything recently? A glass, a lamp, anything broken that shattered in the last 3 months?
In the last 3 months, no.
No. How about with him? Has he talked about anything breaking down his car, where he shared with you that something broke?
No, he hasn't had a breakdown in a car. No.
And has he ever had anything wrong with his back? Has he ever gone in for surgery? Does he have any medical problems that you know of?
Yes. He was having issues with his leg.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and this week I had a car accident.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
So what happened with your car? That's something breaking.
Yeah.
What happened to your car?
I had a car accident, but my car is not broke. I can still, it's drivable and everything like that, but I was in a car accident. I was by myself coming from work.
What was the result of the accident?
Well, I'm still waiting to see who they're going to put at fault. This young lady who was rolling back onto the hill and I ran into her, or they're going to blame me because I ran into her.
But
was your car
damaged to any car?
It's damaged to my car. So, like, the grill is damaged to my car.
So that's broken. So that would be what broke,
okay.
Probably.
Go ahead. Do you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, our relationship has been going on quite nicely. I mean, the closeness, the connection is really very strong. It was almost scary strong for him. I mean, he was married, and then he got divorced. And so I think also it has made him afraid of his feelings toward me, too, you know. So
I was just dealing with a situation about a man being afraid because he's divorced with kids and he's afraid of getting hurt and all that, blah, 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 blah. Here's our conclusion. It's probably a good bet for you to venture deeper into the relationship because for all general purposes, the two of you are supposed to be together, and if there's complications to work out, it's worth your effort to investigate that, work through it, and keep this man. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you love him?
I love him. I have fallen in love with him, and feel a very strong connection. I mean, we click. Everything clicks. Like, we really like the same things. We like doing the same things. We enjoy each other's company. We talk to each other about everything. I think
okay.
So. He's afraid of it because he was married for 30 years.
Right, right. But so what? So he was married for 30 years, so he's afraid. Was he going to drop in a coffin now because he's afraid to fall in love? I mean, you got to go on in life because you got to find, you know, what's he going to do? Be afraid of the rest of his life? What's that ridiculous?
I know.
So I
well,
think
he pulled back a little bit, Phil.
Okay. Don't worry. Okay, so he pulled back a little bit. Now, you know, if you go to the beach, the waves aren't always big. So he pulled back a little bit. So what? Don't make a mountain out of it. Let him work through his fear. Show him that you're there. And I'll tell you, there's going to be healing, and it should be a very nice relationship for the rest of your life and the rest of his life.
And Selena, just one quick question. How do you spell your name again? Because I want to make sure we've got it right here.
S-A-L-I-N-A.
Yeah, I thought it was an unusual spelling. So, okay, we have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are out of time, actually, Selena. So, you know, you're welcome to connect with us again on a future show. But congratulations
okay.
on your new relationship. Hope it works
Thank
out.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. Okay, we are out of time, everybody. So we are back on the air Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thank you.